This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 9 minutes going past 8 o'clock. Good morning, we're Nigeria Info. This is where we have the region's biggest conversation. And last year, twice as tall, yes, he got the award, the Grammys. And now another nomination is out. Burna Boy is there. We've got some... just stay with me. My name is Enoh Ogbeviri, and we're Nigeria Info. Afrobeats legend Femi Kuti and his son Made have been nominated for the 2022 edition of the Grammys for their album Stop the Hate and Na Big Money Seems Paul Government. Yeah, that's one for Femi, one for Made. Then we have Wizkid, Burna Boy. We have so Wizkid and Tems song Essence were nominated in the Global Music Performance category, I believe. Femi Kuti's Pa Pa Pa. So those are the artists that have been nominated for 2022 Grammy Awards. Femi Kuti, Burna Boy, Wizkid, Tems. And there was another award, I think it was Afrima a few days ago. Wizkid got most of the wins. Afro Awards, something like that. Wizkid got most of the wins. He got three for that. So we have Wizkid and Femi Kuti getting two nominations for Best Music Award and Best Global Music Performance. Angelique Kidjo is still there. Mm-hmm. We've got some other artists from Africa as well. All right, so we'll talk about this, the nominations. Our best musicians getting international recognition, you know, is the first question I'm going to put across to my guest, Dion Shobi, who joins me this morning again. Dion, good morning.
Good morning to you, Enoh. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so the nominations are out. Burna Boy, Femi Kuti, Wizkid featuring Tems. Are these the best that we have?
They're amongst the best that we have, but certainly you wouldn't say that they're the best that we have. These are the ones that are being recognized for now. The Kuti family have a legacy of being recognized by the Grammy Awards, going back to their father. Mm-hmm. And even Seun Kuti, Femi has been nominated quite a few times before. This is Made's first time, mm-hmm. which is really, really great, you know, considering that is coming from the grandfathers, the legacy from the grandfathers. So it's obviously a family thing that's going on here, and they're being recognized globally. Burna Boy, of course, this is his second time with the track with Angelique Kidjo, yep. And Wizkid with Tems. These are some of the best that we have. With all of this happening right now, it's really pleasing to me because I think of some of the new talents that we have coming up now, and I'm like, wow, wait till they get a load of these guys, you know, because we have a lot of really good artists that are coming out now, and these guys, the way they sound on their records is the way they sound on stage, you know, they've got that whole live performance thing down and everything, and those are the kind of quality artists that they look for at the Grammys. Those are the kind of artists that they recognize.
Yeah, so who and who would you have liked to see at this point? And why?
Wow. You know, the truth is, these are the guys that I would like to see. The other ones I'm thinking of are people that are coming up and have just as much potential as these guys, and even more. Okay. You know, but it's just that they're coming up now, so it takes a while before you begin to get recognized and you begin to work the international circuit. I mean, look at CK. He's one of them, and his Love Wanting Tea, you know, took over globally 2021. Like, it's the most Shazam song. I mean, the accolades it has, I mean, it's been on billboards, the charts globally. Like, everybody knows this song. And, you know, he is one of those artists that can write, can sing, can perform, plays instruments. Like, he's like an all-rounder. He's definitely going to be someone that will be recognized as time goes on. People like Fireboy, Lojay, Ira Star. We've got this lady coming up now, Fave. I mean, there's a bunch of them, like, real raw talent.
Okay, like, so these are like the new people. What about from those before them? Do you think anyone who's still in the game, should have been nominated?
Should have been nominated. You know, it's a very dicey thing. I would have thought Burna Boy would have been nominated for his previous album, African Giant, you know, but I thought it was better than Twice as Tall. But when it comes to the Grammys, it's not there's some kind of politicking in the background. There's some kind of moves you need to make.
Yeah, but what about the sound?
The sound, of course, is very important. And the sound, when it comes to the sound, what they want to hear on that stage is your sound, but on their level, like a high quality thing of your sound. That's why there have been a lot of artists that over the years, people are always trying to sound like the Foreigners and things like that. They don't really want to hear that, you know. That's why a lot of our rappers don't really blow that big or recognize internationally.
Like MI, right?
Yeah, they want to hear your thing, but on their level. So when it comes to the Grammys in particular, they're very big on that, like that category that they're being recognized, world music. They're very big on that, like your cultural thing on their level. But aside that, there are all these moves you need to make. There are these things that you need to get done, like the way Burna had Sean Combs as the executive producer on his album, the way he collaborated with certain foreign artists, you know, like Coldplay, and there were certain moves that he made to ensure that he was going to be nominated for Twice as Tall, or at least he would win for Twice as Tall, being nominated for African Giant. The certain moves, I know that Angelique Kidjo advised him as well that, hey, you need to do like this, you need to do like that, and just give him some advice on how these things are done. Wizkid did that as well with Made in Lagos. The collaborations on that album were, you know, massive. They had a lot of interesting people on that. It made it a global album. And then he also, you know, the song with Tems, Essence, I mean, that was a real shocker. That one was quite a shocker. Justin Bieber trying to jump on it, you know, a lot of accolades, different remixes, different artists. I mean, it was a really, really big move.
Okay,
on
so
Wizkid's part.
This is Wiz's second nomination. He won, yeah. He won the joint one on the Beyonce's track, Brown Skin Girl, in 2019. Bernard, who won Standing Alone as African Giant.
Yeah.
And at the where is it now? Best African Act.
That's
got
true.
That mm-hmm. at the MTV EMAs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're talking this year, right?
Yeah, Wizkid, yeah.
Yes, Wizkid. Oh, then the other one you were talking about was the AFRIMA Awards. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tems was also nominated in that category.
Mm-hmm.
As a standalone artist, do you think Tems has what it takes? I mean, last year, we were jubilating about, you know, the Grammy Awards and stuff, and I said, well, Bernard stood alone, and he got it on that merit, but Wizkid got it with Beyonce, and now Wizkid is standing alone.
Yeah, Wizkid is, I wouldn't even say he's standing alone, really. I wouldn't.
Okay.
No, okay. You could say that, and you would say that. But, you know, really, when you look at Essence, you know, it's really that Tems hook that really hooks everybody on it, you know. But, you see, Wiz has gotten to a stage where he's more than just an artist, you know. He's a global iconic figure.
Okay.
And, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to Nigerian talent, that's why I said a lot of these things is politicking and some kind of moves that you make. He's gone beyond just an artist. If you're talking about like raw talent right now, I wouldn't really put Wizkid in even in top five right now. He's very, very talented, but I wouldn't put him in top five Niger like raw talent artists right now. But he has created such, you know, a level of presence on the global stage that, you know, he's being recognized to this level, but it's basically an accumulation of certain things and moves within the industry on a global scale that has gotten him and put him in this place.
Okay,
right here.
Okay, so from what you're saying, I can hear you saying that in 2023 would have Tem standing alone on the Grammy nomination.
It depends on her level of development and her level of focus and concentration. The thing that's surprising about Tems, and I'm sure everyone knows this, is that she has She's been around for a little while, maybe from like 2018, 2017, 2018. Look at how long it took Wiz and Burna to get to where they are, you know? So it's quite common that if you rise, boom, like that, you can drop, boom, like that, you can go down just as fast. So it depends on her level of concentration, her level of focus. I would also say that there is a history of some of our female artists kind of getting distracted and kind of not following the path that they were on. And I just hope, you know, for her sake, you know, there's a certain level of concentration, focus, and that she continues on her path of development, not feeling like I have arrived.
Okay. So Dion is going to tell us the top five talents or...
We're going to
tell us that this morning. Yes, but let's listen to the song, a little bit of it. Wizkid featuring Tems, the song is Essence, for those who are not sure. Dion here believes that... you know, a touch of Tems, you know, made the difference in that. Yeah.
Everybody knows it to be true. Even when you see, when you hear people singing it, that's the part that they're on. You know, that's the part that really moves you. That's the part that really touches you. And even Justin Bieber was all over that part as well. And you know, it's a solid song. And I don't take anything away from Wizkid. He would be my number one artist. I, out of all of them, I'm most proud of him. You know, but I think like a lot of artists, once you've tasted the fame and the popularity for a good while, it can begin to affect the talent, the raw talent itself. And I think that's happened to him.
Has it affected Burna?
No, certainly not. Certainly not. Why do I say so? No, because Burna just keeps burning, man. He just keeps on taking it to the next level. Like his lyrics, his singing style, his music continues to evolve. And when he goes on tracks with international artists, he murders them. He's someone who, I'll tell you right now, there's a history of Wizkid kind of backing down a bit when his talent doesn't come out as much when he's with international artists, when he's on records with international artists. Burna murders them. Burna takes them out completely. Like even this new song with Polo G, I don't know when Polo G comes in and Burna goes out. Like it just sounds like Burna from beginning to end. You know, he's really, really talented and has a lot of range. In the history of Africans doing reggae music, he's the most authentic.
Really?
Yes, in Jamaican dancehall reggae lyrical expression, and he's the most authentic. Like, and he's recognized
Pato,
by them.
Pato came to mind.
Yes. No, Pato Ranking is good as well, and even in Jamaica, he's recognized. He's done songs with the Marleys. People know him as well. But I'll say Burna is the most authentic in its expression. Like he has it down. You would think he was from the Caribbean islands. His girlfriend is Jamaican as well. You know, like he's really, really on it. I don't think we've ever really had an artist this diverse and talented coming out of Nigeria.
So is it the talent? Is it the management? Is it a skill? What do you think is working for him?
In this game, it's the whole thing. It's the whole thing. Like for someone like Wizkid, it's like his management is working overtime.
Yeah.
But Burna Boy, he has his mother as his manager, who is even part of that Fela Kuti dynasty. They know the business. And that is a major thing as well. But his raw talent is the product. And that's really what you need. That's what good management needs. They need what they can sell. And Burna is very sellable.
All right. Feel free to join the conversation. We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp 0809036416. Do you think these are the best that we have right now? You know, getting nominated in the Grammys, 2022 Grammys. We've got Burna Boy is there, I think, on two counts. We've got Wizkid featuring Tems. Femi Kuti, Made is on that as well. Let's get your thoughts, right? We're live at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook, WhatsApp 0809036416. Commercial will play and we keep talking. My guest is Dion Showabi. Just stay tuned.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Dion Shorby joins me in the studio, and you're welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right, so you said you were going to tell us the five.
You said
the five. Yeah, the five that should be recognized Nigeria.
No. Not that should be recognized, but maybe most talented. These people should be recognized. They have every right, and you know they are our representatives for now. But I think artists like, and this is in no particular order, but you know the people like CK, people like Fireboy, of course, people like Ira Starr, people like there's a good number of them all. Joe Boy, Lo J is just coming out now too as well. Fantastic artist, man. That Mona Lisa crooner.
Okay.
Who else again? Oxlade, Buju. There's a bunch of them, man. Everybody knows who they are. I'd also say Wande Cole.
Okay.
I'd also say Wande Cole. It's really interesting
from
about
the old school.
Yeah, that's the only person from the old school that can still stand with these new cats that are out now. That's the only person, Wande Cole. And funny thing is, a lot of the new artists are actually taking from his repertoire. You know, they're taking from his style to a degree. You hear a bit of Wande Cole in a lot of the new artists that are coming up now. Please let me not forget Omale, please, and please, of course, Ajabo Hustlers. I feel their song Bus Stop has the same potential as a Love Wanting Team. You know, it's a lovely ballad, but then with our own style of expression, and then it's a PH style that they've got on that track as well. So, yeah, Ajabo Hustlers, Omale, there's a bunch of them, and there's more coming. You can tell that there's a stream of them coming now. Like a lot of them have gotten the blueprint, and they know what they need to do, which comes with being good performers, live performers, being able
performing
to
artists.
Performing artists, you know what I'm saying? Because the trend in the industry, even on a global scale, has been more about shenanigans on stage. Like for a good while, it's been more about it's been more about the personality. Oh, this guy's here. Oh my God, he's on stage. But he's not singing anything. He's not doing anything. He's just popping champagne, running to left and right and doing all kinds of stuff. But the crowd is screaming because this guys in the building. But these guys we have now, along with these guys we have now, understand the business and the game, and they know that the artists that are really taken seriously and that really do tours.
Lamide, where's Lamide in all of this? You didn't mention Lamide. Why?
Because you see, there are certain artists that are fantastic artists, but their base is in their region, is in their country, and is in their region, and they like it like that. They're not bothered. It's just like when Dibange wanted to join Good Music so badly, and Don Jazzy wasn't really with it. Then eventually Don Jazzy left, came back to Nigeria, and built this empire he has now. Like, that's what he wanted to do. And then push Nigerian music from here over there. Like, it's a product, yes, and we're selling it globally, but it's coming from here over there, not like we're there. Doing, you know, whatever they're doing over there.
So that's
Olamide's thing. I think he loves what he's doing. I don't think he has any issue with it. Yes, it'd be nice to have global accolades and all of that, but I think he's cool. I saw him
somewhere. I was watching something on TV. It was in America.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, do some music, you know, get some collaboration going.
Okay.
Okay, so Burner Boy is with Angelique Kidjo on...
Yes, that's another track.
Do Yourself... that song
of her album.
Yeah, is under the Best Global Music Performance category for the Grammys. So it's Angelique Kidjo and Burna Boy, Do Yourself. So, I mean, I see this winning.
I see
this particular track taking this category. Because
who else is in the category?
Essence, Wizkid featuring Thames with Essence.
Okay.
Angelique is there two times. Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I honestly don't know. I think Essence. No, I think Essence may just take it.
Oh well.
I think Essence may just take it.
Want to bet on that?
What do you want?
No,
pizza.
That's cheap.
You want money? Hardcore currency.
Something that sounds like Grammys now. we'll get to that. Okay, let me just read some messages. Then we wrap this up. So thank you, Godwin. Burna Boy is on Justin Bieber's Justice and also with Angelique Kidjo on Do Yourself. Then we have Baba Lola says, yeah, I feel in terms of talent, Burna Boy is one of the best we have. We have people like more talented like Wande Cole, but the guy's just underperforming. For a female artist, Thames is one of the best we have for now. Let's see how the trajectory of Irish Star will go. Burna is the best. He deserves to pick it back to back. Mirka Monday. Okay. So let's go to Facebook and see your thoughts there. We're live at Nigerian Info PH. Dion Shorby is my guest. Dion, you're debuting your show on Nigerian Info tomorrow?
Tomorrow the 27th. It's gonna be recorded though. Okay. It's just reggae music, nice reggae music, bit of old school, new school, bit of mix right there.
What time is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to start at 9 p.m.
Okay, so Saturday 9 p.m. You don't want to miss that one. Yeah, reggae music. Alex Emeka on Facebook says, no, if Tubaba, P-Square, MI, Fela and the likes are from the abroad, they would have won at least 3 Grammy each. But Dion has explained why that hasn't happened. Burna Boy is still the best now. He deserves to pick it. Okay, Mecca, I read that. Burna Boy should carry it. He deserves it. I would like to know your own definition of a raw talent. For you to say Wizkid is not in top 5.
Okay, you can go ahead with that. Like when Wizkid first came out, he was an artist who, when I'm talking about raw talent, I mean someone who will sing like the way he sounds on the record is the way he sounds on stage. Mm. When Wizkid first came out initially, that's how he was. But as, like I said, as time goes on and you know, there's a certain level of fame, certain level of, you begin to lose track of that focus that you had at that time. Mm. Performing live and things like that. If you notice, before the Made in Lagos came out, there was where he started merging with Burna Boy. He started hanging out with Burna Boy. Burna, they did that collaboration together that came out. Mm. I think he was trying to get that back. Okay. He was trying to get that part of himself back, of performing live on stage, getting ready for these global functions. Look at Coachella, how he just ducked out of Coachella. Like, my team, the visas weren't ready. Whatever. Ready. It's because he knew he couldn't perform on that level that he needed to be.
For you, it's more about the performance.
It's about the performance and being able to, not what you do on a track, be able to do that on stage. Like, that is what you call raw talent. Not like you're just on a record, but then when it comes to, you know,
you can't
really perform. Yeah.
Right.
And I know Wizkid FC was going to come at me. I was going to say that, you know, you guys should chill. Wizkid is my number one. He's my number one.
But Burna takes it.
But Burna takes it.
Thank you, Dion Shorby, again for your time.
All right.
So 9 p.m., join him on the reggae show, debuting on Nigerian for tomorrow, Saturday. My name is Enoch Berry. Thank you for joining the conversation. Judy's up next. That's after the news at 9 o'clock. Good morning.